Welcome to the Marty Shugold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shugold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Hey, how good is this? You can get notified when the latest Marty Shugold Show podcast is available by downloading the Listener app.
Oh, you get a little notification pop up on your phone.
It's here.
Marty Shugold Show's ready.
Hello.
Hello.
Marty speaking, I'll put you through to your phone.
Good is that.
Oh, it's wonderful. Technology is amazing, isn't it?
The new Listener app. Check it out. Hey, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do that at Marty Shugold Show. Just search for that on Instagram.
Yes, and we are asking people to get in touch with us. Give us a shout out and we'll give you a shout out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Will is in charge of Instagram and all things on phones and computers.
Because you don't have one.
No.
A computer.
I know. I do. It's just new. I believe we have to make an apology,
yes.
Will.
Specifically me. I'm fact-checking myself. My deepest apologies to Amira. We gave her a shout-out yesterday. I didn't check.
Yes.
I just ran with the pronoun he. I assumed Amira was a man for no reason.
No.
I don't know why.
And it turns out?
Turns out Amira is a lady. It's an Arabic name for princess.
Oh well, beautiful. It's such a lady
it
too.
Is.
It's a very pretty name. I don't know.
Now
I
just, that you say Amira, I'm like, how did we
ever think it was a man?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I didn't check and that's
well,
my
we didn't.
Fault.
It was Will's fault.
Oh, totally. I mean, I was following Will's lead.
I'm very happy to be under the bus. So, Amira
well, it is your show. It is your show.
Amira lives in Dubai and hasn't even visited Australia before. She just found you.
Are you kidding?
Through podcast.
Can we send Amira a show bag, please?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amira, apologies. Obviously, if we'd known you were a woman, we would never have called you a man. Believe
right.
It's a man, Derek.
It
Google that, Amira, and have a laugh.
Yeah.
And another update from Matthew. So he was the guy that you once saw at an Ed Sheeran concert, and he's currently living in Arlington, Texas. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
I showed you the photo, and
You
didn't. It didn't quite ring a bell with you. But he mentioned that he went to the Graceland Mansion late last year. Who went there?
Troy.
I did. I've been there.
Troy's you, been there.
He
wanted
agreed
to redecorate.
With you. Yeah, he said...
Hated it. It's horrible.
He
just
said it was
mess.
Very underwhelming.
It was underwhelming.
And sent through a number of pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have
I
a look
like
at that.
We can have a look at that later.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Matthew.
Lovely. Oh, lovely update from Matthew.
If you want to get in touch, at Marty Shugold Show on Instagram. Here it is from Triple M.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Welcome to it. March the 4th today.
Oh, my God. I've got to tell you guys something after this. In 1837, the city of Chicago is incorporated.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town?
I did this show when I was at school in year 12.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
And?
What happened?
Wonderful.
Were you good in it?
Oh, I was amazing. I was a paperboy. And in the chorus with me mate Jason Collier. He's now a plumber.
Some of your best work.
Two of the most unlikely blokes ever to dance with their hats in the air.
Windy City. 1837.
The Windy City. Ah. 1877. Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake has its world premiere, performed by the Bolshoi in Moscow. I saw Swan Lake, maybe 18 months ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The Australian Ballet did it.
Good.
Stunning.
Good show, right?
Oh. The Signet Dance.
I love how cultured you are.
Yeah, I do bits and pieces, mate.
How's the theatre?
I'm a man for all seasons.
Yeah. It comes as a surprise to me sometimes. When I see the way you dress.
I'm many different people for many different people.
Yeah, I've noticed.
1927, Babe Ruth becomes the highest paid player in Major League Baseball history when he signs a 3-year, $70,000 per season contract. That would have been a fortune in 1927. Put it in perspective, Trevor Bauer from the LA Dodgers has just signed a 3-year deal worth $102
million. Oh,
yeah.
Baseball guys.
Unbelievable.
I know. God, you'd get your kid into baseball if you were over there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
1943, Ken G. Hall, this is great, becomes the first Australian to win an Academy Award, picking up an Oscar for his documentary Kokoda Frontline.
Oh.
Is that the famous documentary that's in black and white and has the wonderful footage of the Fuzzy Wuzzies that helped the Australians manage their way through Kokoda?
I think it might be.
And without them, it would have been a far different story.
Of course.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Scroll through those images and see if we can see what I'm talking about.
On this day, March 4th.
On this day. Birthdays. Lindy Chamberlain is turning 73.
Dingo's got my baby.
Yeah, Dingo's got my baby.
Who went to jail for a little while, didn't she?
And quite a while.
Yeah.
And then was released.
That's right.
And exonerated. I believe exonerated.
Yes.
Deaths. Poor old Luke Perry, 1966 to 2019.
How old was he when he passed away?
Oh, it's not on my sheet.
The one time, Troy. Don't ask me.
He would have been...
He was 52.
52.
Very young.
90210. I used to watch a bit of 90210.
Oh, it's a great show.
When I was a younger woman.
I wake up with Marty. Your chance to score yourself a bar fridge. All you have to do is register online at martyshegoldshow.com.au and answer your phone within four rings.
I wake up with Marty.
Simple as that.
It's that simple. Yeah. What about the guys and girls at Bar Fridges Australia?
Well, they've given us a few to give away so far.
Have they ever sent us a photo of them sort of standing in recepo so we can have a look at how beautiful they are?
The staff at Bar Fridges?
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to see all the staff at Bar Fridges. I don't want to meet them. I just want to see a photo of them.
I'd like to meet them.
Oh, you want to meet? You're going to go out there?
I'll go out and say good day.
Oh, do not say that, mate, because you'll be in a Black Thunder in about 20 minutes. Is that what they're called? Are they called Black Thunders?
That's another radio station.
Rock Patrols. Who drives the Black Thunders?
Upstairs.
Oh, upstairs.
Yeah.
Mm, no thanks. I'm right.
All right. We have a number here.
Yes, we do. You dial that. This is all the way from Carrum Downs, local story. It's a beautiful woman called Amanda.
She's it's got Amanda. A pickup.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even ring, Amanda.
I did. I was holding it.
No way. Yes. You were waiting to see if we rang you, and we did.
Of course, yes, yay.
Oh, Amanda, where are you going to put the bar fridge?
It's going in my garage.
Oh, how wonderful. Where all good bar fridges belong. You can go out there. What's your preferred drink of choice, Amanda?
I really like Nick Malloy's Brick Lane.
Oh, we can give you a case of Brick Lane, can't we, to put in the bar fridge?
Throw that in.
Nick won't mind. Absolutely. Oh, Amanda, you are wonderful. Have a lovely day.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, how good's Amanda?
Thanks to Bar Fridges Australia. Check them out at barfridgesaustralia.com.au. It's the Dunce Academy. Haven't done this for a couple of days.
No, this is when we put someone who we think's a dunce, or more particularly I think's a dunce. You guys don't have to take responsibility for this.
You're on your own here, Marty.
I am. I always am. into the Dunce Academy.
Yeah.
And I'm putting the top military man in the country into the Dunce Academy today, General Angus Campbell.
Right.
Who said some pretty outrageous, ridiculous things for a guy in his position who should know better, particularly given the numerous high-profile cases of sexual assault and misconduct that have taken place over the last decade or so and then beyond within the military. He told new recruits at the Australian Defence Force, new recruits in Canberra, to protect themselves by avoiding the attention of would-be predators. He's described it as the four A's: alcohol, out after midnight, alone, and attractive.
Okay.
What's the second A there?
Yeah, well,
after midnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the second A. It's not quite, right, is it?
Out after midnight.
It's three A's and an O.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he should have said.
Yeah.
That throw him into the Dunce Academy for that alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's three A's and an O, Angus.
Four A's don't even make sense there.
I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. Alcohol, out after midnight, alone and attractive.
Right.
The comments were on Wednesday slammed by support groups and the Australian of the Year winner Grace Tame as victim blaming, which is exactly what they are, while Acting Defence Minister Maurice How do we say her name?
Payne.
Yeah, no, the first name.
Maurice.
That's right. Yeah, you got it right.
Okay, crazy name. There's a lot of letters in a row. It's like, that can't be a name.
And Mum liked it.
Yeah, Mum loved it.
Yeah.
Suggested General Campbell should have used words different to the ones that he did. Mm. And he absolutely should have. This is what is wrong with this culture at the moment of men assaulting women.
Yeah.
That kind of language does not help anyone to suggest to, and I'm assuming female recruits, I mean, I don't know how you could position it any other way.
No,
alcohol, out after midnight, don't be alone, and don't be attractive.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
So weird.
What do you want us to wander around in tracksuit pants and Ugg boots?
Yeah.
I'm having a night out, Angus.
That's right.
Oh, dunce. How's Dolly Parton? I think we're all on the same page with Dolly.
Yeah. Universally loved, you'd have to say, wouldn't
you? Yeah.
She's amazing.
She is amazing, isn't she? What's your favourite Dolly Parton song?
Jolene.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Yeah. I like the Islands in the Stream.
You know what? That's my favourite.
Yeah. Actually, I'm changing my vote.
We should drop the needle on that one.
Oh, yeah. Let's organise that. Maybe for tomorrow.
Yeah. Kenny and
Rogers.
Dolly. Yeah. Kenny, so good. Unfortunately, passed.
Yes.
Did he have coronavirus or did I make that up?
You might have made it up.
Yeah, good.
I don't know.
I like making stuff up. I like saying stuff I'm not entirely sure about and just seeing what the outcome of it is. Dolly Parton got her first dose of the Moderna vaccine. I've not heard of the Moderna.
She had the first.
The first.
Oh.
The actual ever first,
yes,
of the Moderna.
Correct.
At the Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. God love her. She shared a video of the process saying Dolly gets a dose of her own medicine because she donated $1 million last year to coronavirus research, which she later learned was used to fund the Moderna vaccine.
Oh, that's so good.
She paid for her own vaccine and a lot of other people's and the development of the vaccine.
Good on you, Dolly.
Then she even changed the words to her famous song, Jolene.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Oh, Dolly!
Wow.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Will's rejoined us. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Marty.
Looking stunning today.
Thank you.
We just bumped into each other in the toilets. There was a moment there where I thought, you know, what's going to happen here? It ended up being fine. Relax. Will's going to run us through
Will's
Robbo's.
Very awkward now.
I didn't share that same moment.
Yes, you did, mate. Be quiet, buddy. Robbo's top 50 has come out yesterday, I believe.
I think it's today's Herald Sun.
Oh, it's today's Herald Sun. We are breaking a story.
Literally on the back page. So this is the pre-season top 50 where it's Robbo sort of predicting who are going to be the top 50 players of the season.
Yes.
And then at the end of the year, he does his top 50, which ranks the performances of the season. So the top 10, it's littered with the usual names. We've got Dustin Martin, number one.
Oh, you started at number one.
There can't be many arguments.
Okay, well, that's
there.
It, Troy. Let's
Done.
Go.
But there's not much, like, mystery to it.
Well,
clearly, Dustin Martin's going to be number one. Dangerfield, 5. Lachie Neal, number 4, who I would have assumed might have been a little bit
number
higher.
Number 2?
Possibly for one of the most dominant Brownlow medal wins of all time.
Unbelievable year last year.
Marcus Bontempelli is 5th, and Petrarca, Cripps, Hawkins, and 2 ruckman, Natanui and Gawn, rounding out the top 10. Some of the controversially high picks.
Yeah.
Liam Ryan, number 11, which I found a bit surprising, the West Coast forward.
Yeah.
Jordan Degoe, 19.
Yeah.
And
you
Joe
think that's
Danaher.
Too high for Jordan Degoe?
I think so.
Okay.
But it's based on potential, so maybe Robbo thinks he's going to have a big year. And Joe Danaher, 26.
That seems low.
Low for Joe Danaher.
Well,
he's barely played
high?
A game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's Joe Danaher. Didn't he just kick 4 in his warm-up?
Well, that's based what Robbo is basing his ranking off, I imagine.
So snuck him in at number 26.
Yep.
I would have thought he'd be higher than that.
Yeah. Interesting call.
Yeah.
Richmond lead the way with 6 players in the top 50.
Well, that makes sense.
Again, is unsurprising.
That
One of the
sense.
Things that Robbo, when he wrote the article, is trying to do this year is include more defenders because they don't get much recognition. So there's 13 defenders, which is, I think, one of the highest that's ever
Who's the
appeared.
Highest defender on the list?
It's Harris Andrews from the Brisbane Lions at 15.
Right. Well, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
15 for a defender.
Which is good. Yeah. So the Herald Sun readers believe he should have been high, that you can do an underrated or overrated
So
thing
they
on
think
the website.
He should have been high. What did they say about Joe Danaher? Did they say under or over for Joe?
They say he's massively overrated.
Jesus, I'm surprised by that.
The Herald Sun readership. Yeah. Josh Kelly from the Giants is probably the most notable absentee. Didn't make the top 50.
Didn't make the top 50.
Had a very average 2020.
Mm. But isn't it about what you think their year could look like?
That's true.
This is all very confusing, Will.
It's extremely subjective from
it
Robbo.
It really is from Robbo, isn't
but
it?
But people click on it, so
of course they do, mate.
For Robbo.
Welcome to something new on the show. This is called Yearbook.
Yearbook.
Yeah.
Now, the basic premise of Yearbook, and correct me if I'm wrong, Troy, is Troy is going to play us what we call a grab in the business. And then we ask us the question, what year does this grab relate to? He'll put a bit more context around the grab.
Yes.
And then the three of us, Lauren, Will and I, write down the year we think it is on a piece of paper, protect your answers, and don't cheat, Will. And we hold them up to...
Are you serious?
We hold them up to Troy.
You've got a screen open, that's what...
Oh, how yeah, don't have screens open.
That's
right.
My fact check.
All right.
I'm just saying...
Okay. Right, do you want me to close my laptop?
I'm just saying he said, don't cheat, Will. I'm not the one with the laptop.
This is why the three of you are playing, because you're the three most competitive on the team.
Arguably the three most competitive people ever born.
Exactly. Matt, he's going to be scoring our EP, our producer.
Matt's your scoring.
Yeah. And adjudicator if there's any squabbles.
Matt seems pretty nervous, it has to be.
I'm nervous because I know how competitive you three are.
You'll be fine.
There's going to be a lot of yelling in here.
Look, if there's any doubt, we'll tell you what to do.
Will you?
And it will be that I get the point.
Yeah,
this is the first time we played this, so we're actually playing it live on air for the very first time. But you can play along in the car if you're on your way to work.
Should have done a rehearsal.
We should have done a full rehearsal. What are we thinking?
I know.
All right, come on, let's go.
All right, you ready?
First question.
Best of five.
Best of five, first to three.
First to three.
If you get the same answer and it's correct, you both get a point, or all three of you get a point.
Correct.
We go until someone has 3 points.
All right, here's the first question. It was a device credited with bringing music into the digital world and changing the way the world listens to music forever. Have a listen to this grab.
It's stainless steel. It's really, really durable. It's beautiful. And this is what the front of it looks like. Boom. That's iPod. I happen to have one right here in my pocket, matter of fact.
An iPod.
There it is, right there.
The actual iPod.
The iPod.
The very first
the
iPod.
The first iPod.
So what was the year that the late Steve Jobs announced the first ever Apple iPod?
It's tough because you can't go over.
It's tough. Yeah, if you go over, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Got an answer?
Yes.
You got it written down?
Scores.
I'm so nervous.
I'm going conservatively with 2003. I think
I've gone 2004.
I've gone 99.
Oh, you're way off.
The answer is 2001.
Yeah!
So that's one for Lauren.
You're the closest. Really?
2001. There you go. One for you.
All right. Question two. Have a listen to this television commercial, this well-known commercial.
Jan? Jan? Where's our ad in the Yellow Pages directory?
Yeah.
Keep calm. Count to ten. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. Not happy, Jan!
Love that. All right, so the question is, what year did that debut on our screens?
I'm using the same piece of paper to write my answers on. I've just realised you can cross out the one and put
that's
a new one on.
Yeah, just do that. That's okay.
Okay, we all ready?
Ready to go?
I'm going 2010.
Are you joking?
Okay.
That's when they did the reboot.
But I'm 96.
97!
It's 2000.
I didn't know there was a reboot. Don't do that stuff that has reboots.
So, Lauren, 2 points on the board so far. This could be for the win because it's the first to three.
Yeah, this could be for the win.
Yeah, all right. Ready for this question?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's turn to the greatest political and constitutional crisis in Australia. Have a listen to this.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen.
This is going to be embarrassing for me.
Because nothing will save the Governor General.
All right. In which year did the Governor General Sir John Kerr dismiss Gough Whitlam and install Malcolm Fraser as caretaker Prime Minister?
August.
What year?
It's going to be really bad.
Did you just say August?
No.
It has to be a year, not a month.
I'm just saying my answer is going to be terribly.
Well, okay. Speaking to your microphone, mate. No one can hear you talking.
It's going to be really embarrassing.
We're ready.
I don't know
ready.
Politics.
What's your answers?
I'm saying 73.
I said 83.
I've gone 78.
All right, it's 1975.
Oh yeah, I'm back. All 75. Right. I should have known that.
I'm not that embarrassed.
What's the scoreboard say, Maddie?
Two for Lauren, one for Marty.
There
good
we
scoring,
go.
Matt.
Right. Will, are you playing?
On average, I've actually been the closest each time.
Oh, it's not on average.
No, I was closer to the first one.
All right, question four. What year did party boy Corey Worthington end up on A Current Affair with fill-in host Layla McKinnon, giving him a bit of a mumsy dressing down?
Take a few glasses and apologise to us.
I'll say sorry, but I'm not taking off my glasses.
Why not?
Because... they're famous.
Oh. Because your glasses are famous.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident.
2005, I said as well.
I'm saying 2007.
The answer is 2008.
Yo! Hey, listen, that's a good way to play the game. You ask the question, then play the grab while we're all writing the answer.
Yeah.
Speed it up a bit.
Speed it up again.
So it's mucking around.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh. Last question.
This is brutal.
So two each
points
for
please.
Haven't Lauren won?
No.
That's two each.
Mine
two
got
each
that. For.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jesus, Matt. One thing to do,
the
mate.
Wheels are falling off.
I'll see you at night.
All right. Which year did Stephen Bradbury win gold
good,
in
I
the 1,000 metre short track
in.
Speeding?
And we've got six laps to go. Nothing's changed up front. Is he losing touch with the field, do you think, at this stage?
I don't think so, AC. He's looking at their dates. That tells you an enormous amount. Stephen's at his happiest when he's got four dates in front of him.
What year was that?
I feel like I've gone too early, but...
What, have you got an answer?
Yeah.
I'm going 2002.
96.
Yeah, it's 02.
It's 2002.
Oh,
which I believe, Matt,
makes...
Marty's the winner.
Yeah!
3 points.
That's yearbook. So it may come back again or it may not.
It'll be back.
And we are here for the Royal Melbourne Home Lottery. Visit rmhhomelottery.com.au for your chance to win an entire catalogue of over 17,000 prizes.
Get into the early bird draw before tomorrow or even up until a certain time tomorrow,
yeah.
I would imagine. And you can win the Lexus.
Oh, yeah, the Lexus UX 200. It's Ooh. All there. Check it all out. Visit rmhhomelottery.com.au for your chance to win.
Clementine Ford may not ring a bell for a lot of our audience, but it's always fun to cover off Clementine because she seems like a girl who just wants to have fun.
Does she seem like that?
Feminist author and
right.
social critic Clementine Ford has posted a foul-mouthed rant to Instagram this week, taking aim at some of the male MAFS cast members. Now, I have not mentioned MAFS on the radio, possibly ever.
It's the first time I've heard you say it.
This is one of the great sprays from a punter who just cannot stand what's going on at the moment on MAFS.
Mm.
And it happens to be Clementine Ford. She apparently frequently posts scathing married at first sight recaps. It must be a bit of escapism from her sort of hectic life.
Heckus.
People will remember last year that she wasn't issued with a City of Melbourne literary grant worth nearly $3,000 after suggesting that COVID-19 wasn't killing men fast enough.
Oh.
Mayor Sally Capp said that Clementine had decided not to proceed with her application for the grant.
Mm.
She's had a couple of belters over the journey, yeah. Clementine. No doubt this will be winding her up. Have a listen to the grab of her just going off on one of those blokes.
Can I just stress that only an absolute piece of garbage face bag troll under the bridge would not put his own partner at the top.
Some girls just want to have fun.
Who do you do? Who do you do?
Who do you do?
You know, traditionally, Will does all of our impersonations. We've got a grab of him here doing his best Dave Hughes.
Well, Hughesy starts Sydney Radio this morning.
Yeah, that's very good.
Oh, it was that long ago that you did your Hughesy impersonation.
I think it might have been day one.
Day one. Hughesy starts Sydney Radio this morning from St Kilda, ironically. I'm just mucking around. He knows I'm joking and that's not the truth at all. Western Bulldogs Premiership player Toby McLean was spotted on Instagram doing an impression of Dave Hughes at the club's photo day.
Yeah, we got that here.
Hey, guys. It's Dave Hughes here.
He's very good.
Yeah. Hughesy's got such a distinctive voice, which I've sort of forgotten because I've known him for so long.
Yes.
That you don't hear it anymore. And then when you hear somebody else do it, you go, oh God, you actually do sound like Hughesy.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave Hughes, just dominating as always. Wonderful man. Who do you do is the question we're asking. I do so many, it's hard to narrow them down. I've got my Blanche DuBois. Mm-hmm.
I have always depended on the kindness of strangers. That don't impression
me. Get out of it. You've got your Shirley Temple.
Oh, Mr. Sheargold, don't make me do my impression.
Very good, Loz.
It's so good. We had a lot of fun with that at our team lunch last week. Do you do anyone?
Nobody else in the restaurant did.
Do you do anyone? Don't you do a Wendy Harmer?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I do not.
Certainly not required. Dave Thornton and Melbourne comedian does a very, very good Dave Hughes.
Oh, does he? His is the best.
It is very good, isn't it, Dave Thornton's? Lovely man, Dave Thornton.
Yeah, he is.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, all right. Luke, first up in Mount Eliza. Hey, Luke.
How you going, guys?
How you doing, Luke?
I'm going to do... I don't do a bad Michael Caine.
Oh, that's
that was
good.
Yeah.
Give us a bit more.
Stand back because I'm going to blow the doors off.
Yeah, it was better at the start.
All right, thank you, Luke. Let's go to Rob in Frankston, just up the road.
Who you got, Rob?
Morning, buddy. How you going? I've got a bit of, I'll try a bit of Rodney Dangerfield for you.
Go for it.
Hey, waiter, get over here. I got a fly in my soup. This is the worst soup I ever saw.
No, it's
good. No, there's no respect. There's no respect. I took my wife to the dog show the other day. She won. I don't get no
good stuff. Yeah. Very good. We're giving these guys show bags?
Yeah, we'll sort them out with show bags.
Absolutely.
She's got a sticker and everything in them.
Who we got here?
We got Groove from Blairgowrie. Who do you do there, Groove?
Who do you do, Groove?
I do Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade, the movie Sling Blade.
Go for it.
Righto. Some call it a taser blade. I call it a sling blade. Would you fix me some taters? You ought not talk like that. It's just a boy. That's it.
Very
good. Yeah, no.
That was good. That don't impress me. No, I liked it.
I like Groove as a bloke.
Me too.
But his impersonations are terrible.
All right, let's go to Clyde North. Sean, who do you do?
Who do you do? I do a didgeridoo.
Oh, do you, Sean?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Triple M.
You sure you're not just doing that into a didgeridoo?
No, mate.
That's really good. Do some more.
Yeah. Sorry?
Do some more.
It's amazing.
That is excellent, Sean.
Show bag for Sean.
Yeah, for sure.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Before the news, we were doing Who Do You Do?
Yes. It's basically who's your favourite impersonation.
Yeah.
On the back of one of the young footballers doing a version of Dave Hughes.
Which I've got, Toby.
Hey, guys. It's Dave Hughes here.
Toby McLean.
Toby McLean. Western Bulldogs footballer. Martin gave us a call. We didn't have time to squeeze him in, but we'd love to hear who you do, Martin.
Rocky Balboa and his trainer, Mick.
Oh, you do both?
Both, yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Little Mix, what do you see? These gays ain't faders. Sure, this was faders rock, but they're not killers. This guy's a killer. He's a rocking machine. He'll knock your tatamara rock.
I wanted so much more. Yeah.
That was great.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
Troy's got something for you, Martin.
Yes, I sure do.
And some tickets. Hey, Martin, you're going to see Kiss.
Whoa!
How good is that?
Well, I didn't expect that. Cheers.
No, neither did I.
No one was more surprised than Troy.
Enjoy it. Thanks for being on the show, Martin.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
The End of the Road Tour, playing all the classics in one final mind-blowing show, Saturday, November 20, and Sunday, November 21 at Rod Laver Arena. And tickets, just by the way, are on sale midday, Friday at tickertech.com.au.
It's going to be amazing. We're all going.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Last night I was in bed and I came across an article about something called Meet Asanya. And I immediately texted Matt and said, Matt, can you please get us a Meet Asanya so that we can eat it? And here it is in front of us. I mean, have we put the photo on Instagram, Will?
Yeah, check it out. There's layers.
It is unbelievable.
It's a Melbourne cafe in Albert Park called the Third Wave Cafe, and they are just cranking out Meet Asanyas for the month of March.
Oh, so it's a limited time.
It's a limited time only. It's made from layers of slow-smoked brisket, pulled pork, mac and cheese, parmesan, and topped with a giant slow-smoked beef rib.
It smells unbelievably good.
It looks unbelievably good.
It does too.
We're all about to taste test it.
Mm.
It's to share. It's to feed three people.
Yeah.
It's over a kilo of Meet Asanya. We're asking the question on 133353, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favourite food mashup? Mm. Lauren was telling us that you love
Vegemite with peanut butter.
Vegemite on toast together.
Peanut butter and Vegemite on toast. But weren't there other rules about...
Yes, I have to put peanut butter on one piece of toast,
yep.
Vegemite on the other, then push them together, smush it around, and then take it apart and then eat
and
it.
And then eat it.
Yeah.
Okay. So one half, I imagine, is going to be heavier on the peanut butter.
Yes.
One half is heavier on the Vegemite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Favourite food mashups while we have a taste of our Meet Asanya.
Well, I think it's fair to say we're all in Meet Asanya heaven in here this morning.
Meet Asanya.
Meet Asanya.
It's not a sandwich.
It's not Meet Asanya. It's Meet Asanya. Thanks to our friends, our good friends of the Third Wave Cafe in Albert Park.
You're right, Meet Asanya.
They've created a Meet Asanya. It's a food mashup. It's got pulled pork, mac and cheese, parmesan. It's got a giant slow-smoked beef rib sitting on top of it, and it's full of brisket. If you want it, you have to get in March and you're going to have to book because they're only doing it for March. I think they're mad if they don't extend this right through winter.
Oh, it's magnificent.
It's amazing.
It's absolutely stunning and we can't get enough of it. Well done, everybody involved at the Third Wave Cafe.
We're taking, of course, 133353. Talking food mashups.
Food mashups.
Nathan and Berwick, what's yours?
What up, gang? Love the show. When I make a lasagna, twist like chucking some curry powder and some cumin.
Ooh.
Oh, and some cumin.
Nice.
I never know what cumin tastes like. I always hear the word cumin, but if you said to me, what does cumin taste like, I couldn't tell you.
What does it taste like, Nathan? How would you describe it?
I don't know. Indian?
Good. Yeah. Good, man.
Can be a bit overpowering, but
cumin.
It's really nice.
Okay. An Indian spice, or is it a herb? Is it an herb? What's your favourite herb
in
other news?
I love thyme.
Good. It's a little private joke, Troy, and I love doing it.
Let's go to Frankston. KC, food mashups, what's yours?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Love your work. I was surprised when I heard the peanut butter and toast. The only addition I'd make to that is some nice, sharp, tasty cheese and possibly some salami as well. It goes absolutely mint in the morning.
Wow, so peanut butter, Vegemite, cheese and salami.
Yum.
It goes perfect. It's a great brekkie.
Like awesome a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, just a nice, sharp cheese.
Right. Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
I'm joking on a rib.
Okay?
I haven't even met him. You're allowed to do that.
All right. Alan in Cranbourne. Food mashups. What do you got? What do you want to do? Well, what do you do?
Righto.
Yes.
So what I got is bread rolls, fresh bread roll.
Yep.
Roast chicken in it.
Yep.
With Vegemite.
Yes.
Oh, roast chicken and veggie. I mean, it's effectively just salt, isn't it, Alan?
Well, yeah, of course, but it's got flavour.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, mate.
I think I've upset Alan.
Alan's already hung up. Let's go to Carrum Down. Stephen.
Yeah, mate, how are we going?
Good, Stephen. What's your food mashup?
For me, it's one I discovered in my younger days when the money was a bit tight, but it's baked beans with the old classic two-minute noodles.
Oh, what a great combination. Yeah. That just makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
As poor as you are, you can afford two-minute noodles and a tin of baked beans.
Good one. Yeah. Thanks, Stephen. All right, Dominic, your food mashup, what is it?
It's a gelato-filled donut. I made a business out of it.
Yum. Gelato-filled donut?
Yes, two of people's favourite things.
And how do you keep the gelato from sort of just, like, melting?
Well, it's a hot donut. You've got to enjoy it quickly.
Yes, you've got to shove it in.
But it's worth whether it's in the Queen Victoria Market coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Dominic, just got the plug in.
Market, reintroduction, Minmo's Melbourne, little plug there.
Yes.
Good stuff, Dominic.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
It does. Fiona in Frankston, what's your food mashup?
Hi, gang. Well, back in the day when I'd put in a lot of pre-season training at the local bars, I'd do the walk of shame home, past the falafel, past the kebab shop, forget your McDonald's. So I'd get some bread, whack some butter, sauce, savoury shapes.
Oh.
Yeah, mash it up. Outstanding.
What a wonderful idea, savoury shapes and sauce sandwich.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was.
Bit of texture, bit of crunch.
Got it all, but I can't do it anymore because I'm 51. So
you can do anything you want, Fiona. Keep Fiona's details on my swing cards.
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of history. On this day.
8:33 on the Marty Sheargold Show here at Triple M. March the 4th.
March the 4th. What a fantastic day. Here's one for the water cooler.
Yeah.
1792. Oranges were introduced to Hawaii.
Really?
I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but it's a lot.
I would have just assumed they would have grown there, being Hawaii, being nice and warm.
Yeah, that's why this is so interesting.
You sounded really interested as you said that.
So.
1924, Happy Birthday to You was published by Clayton Sunny. And happy birthday if today's your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Hope it's not your last one.
March.
Everyone has a last birthday in other news.
Yeah.
Maybe it's yours today. 1931. Don Bradman's bowled for a rare first ball duck by Herman Griffith, who took 4 for 50 on the day. It was the last day of the fifth cricket test versus the West Indies in Sydney, Will.
Yep, they won by 31 runs, did the Windies.
Jeez, tight
but
test.
It was the fifth test and they lost the series 4-1.
4-1 and then won the last test by 31 runs.
And he's stiff to come up, Don Bradman, because he had a pretty good series. He got 223 in the third test.
223.
152 in the fourth
test. Not on this day.
But on this day.
Good call. Good call, Lauren. 1966, John Lennon says, "We, the Beatles, are more popular than Jesus."
Imagine all the people living for today.
She just pulls out at the end. I wanted to.
I wanted to own it.
Yeah. Give me more, Yoko. That was hugely controversial.
Yeah.
It's the
third attempt at controversial.
It's just a word. It's the meat, Asanya. It's actually knocked me around. Oh, my God.
You're going to bed too early.
Holy. Holy hell. Birthdays, Catherine.
Oh, dear.
Now the wheels have fallen off and roll to Tutgaruk.
Local, just the other side of Werribee. Catherine O'Hara's turning 67.
From Schitt's Creek?
Yes. Oh, I thought it'd be a grab, not the song.
Oh, yeah, we should have done some more.
Yeah, this is the theme.
David.
Good show, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, well, just cleaned up at the Golden Globes, too.
It did, yeah.
She won.
She won, that's right. Mike Sheehan is turning 74, AFL journalist. Deaths. 1994, on this day, John Candy dies in Mexico, age 43.
Gentlemen, this is a bobsled. Sort of.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Ewell.
Don't touch me.
I love John Candy.
Oh, John Candy. So good. Mate, yeah. He was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Yeah. 4th of March.
Yeah.
That's on this day. We'll try again tomorrow.
Yep.
Dumb husbands are always fun, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got one.
Do they?
I don't.
You don't have a husband.
No.
And we don't talk about any of the people that you love. Ever.
They're awful.
Women on Twitter discuss. Oh, no, that's not what we're doing. Women on Twitter have revealed the dumb things their husbands have said, and some of these are pretty good fun.
Yeah.
I just heard my husband give our dog an ice cube, and he called it a crunchy water. Yes, with a W. That is not a typo. A crunchy water.
Crunchy.
He's cute. I'd keep him. Yeah, he's a keeper. Yeah. He's fun to have around the joint doing comedy at home. Everyone wants a comedy husband too, don't they?
Yeah.
You want to have fun with the man you love.
Bit of a laugh.
Oh, isn't that what life's about?
Helps you get through the day.
Sure does.
Mm.
My friend's husband called her complaining about the bad lettuce she had bought. It was a purple cauliflower. And this man is an ER doctor. He's like, what's wrong with the lettuce? What have you bought this for? It's a cauliflower, sweetheart.
I don't want him operating on me.
No. Unless it's in the bedroom, am I right?
Well, not for me.
No, or me. I mean, I'm just mucking around having a bit of fun. Not my husband. Looks like my husband has taken a side in whether or not almond milk should be called milk. He keeps referring to it as nut juice.
I agree with that one.
Nut juice?
Yeah.
Do you reckon from a marketing point of view it's going to be hard to shift?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Get us a carton of that nut juice, will you, while you're there, please, sweetheart?
It's not going to work out well.
My husband called while I was on my way to the grocery store to ask what the name of that Bluey show is that the kids are watching. It's called Bluey. Oh, husband. We recently moved into a rural area that is relatively dangerous for my husband's job. I asked him if I could buy mace or a taser. After months of going back and forth, he bursts through the door one day. What does he have? Nunchucks.
He's fun.
Oh. We've got a couple on Insta.
Oh, yeah, we do. Sorry, Will. I almost forgot we had a couple on Insta.
Yeah, you do that a bit.
Yeah, I know, because you're sitting behind me.
At Marty Sheargold Show, if you don't follow us.
Yeah.
Sarah said her husband asked, Tasmania isn't a part of Australia, is it?
Oh, he did not ask that.
That's what Sarah said.
Oh. Sarah, I hope you're lying.
And we had another one. After a 36-hour labour, my husband referred to it as the hardest day of his life.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Vibing out there. I just discovered soda water in the chat.
I know. This is going to change your life, discovering soda water.
One of the great mornings of my life.
You put the hot and the cold
at the
on.
Same time, and it makes soda water.
Excuse me. It's the bubbles of nothing that make it really something.
Beautifully said.
Facts. I want facts. I'll give you the facts.
Fact-checked.
And double-checked.
Oh, this is really, really
Lauren taking us through the mistakes this morning.
Yeah, we did pretty good today.
Oh, good.
And also, the last sort of hour, I've tuned out because I have the meat sweat, so I've really been paying a lot
from
of attention.
From the meat asana that we had. Oh. It was pretty good, the old meat asana.
Or meat asana, as I thought.
Meat asana.
Meat asana.
Latte.
Yeah, cafe late.
But Kenny Rogers, we were discussing him.
Yes.
Because we were talking about Dolly Parton and how much we love Islands in the Stream.
Absolutely.
And you wondered if he died of coronavirus.
Did he?
No.
What did he die of?
Natural causes. Which, that's all they've said.
Well, he was an older man.
He was 81.
Well, that's not that old.
He died of natural causes while under hospice care.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, there's something going on there. You're not dying of natural causes in a hospice. That's where you go to die. Unless
Well, it was March 20 last year, so I think it's a bit early for coronavirus to be really spreading in his part of the world.
Mm. But do you take my point that you don't go?
No, absolutely. Yeah. It could have been cancer or
Let's not speculate. Don't be that person.
We didn't know a lot about cumin after Nathan.
How do you say it?
Cumin?
Cumin. Oh, okay.
It's not, well, it's not the other way.
No,
oh, okay.
It's cumin.
I say cumin.
Yeah. Oh, good.
No.
because Nathan puts curry powder and cumin in his lasagna.
Yeah.
But let's learn about cumin all together.
Sure. Oh, this will be great. run me through cumin.
Cumin is a flowering plant native to a territory including the Middle East and stretching east to India.
Oh, it's an East Indies spice.
Yes. Its seeds, which are contained within the fruit, are dried and are used in the cuisines, and that's what becomes the spice cumin.
Yeah, it's a spice, not an herb.
No, it's definitely a spice. And it has an earthy flavour and aroma. With a bit of both sweetness and bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Bit like you.
Exactly. Lauren Cumin Barry.
Thank you, Loz.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.